Hey, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. It's early morning in the little white house with the green shutters, and Agatha, the lady of the house, is sitting alone at the breakfast table, deeply immersed in a newspaper item, paying no attention to her daughter, Peggy.
Mother, I wish you'd stop reading that paper for a moment and talk to me.
Hmm?
Remember me? I'm your daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but this is just fascinating.
What could be that fascinating about the morning paper?
It's not the morning paper. At least it's not this morning.
Well, what do you mean, Mother?
It's an old copy of the Burroughs Courier. In fact, it's 5 years old. It's dated October 23rd, 1943.
Oh, well, how do you happen to be reading that?
Well, I went down the cellar to get some old newspapers to wrap my jelly glasses in, and I just happened to stumble on it.
Huh.
I haven't been able to stop reading it. It's perfectly incredible, Peggy, the things you find in the 5-year-old paper.
Like what, Mother?
Well, look. Here's a house for rent.
No.
Yeah. Here, Peggy, you can have the back part of the paper if you like.
Oh, Mother, I haven't time this morning. I've got a terribly important date downtown. I'll have to rush to make it.
Well, good morning, Agnes.
Oh, good morning,
dear. Good morning, Peggy, dear.
Hey, are you still here? Gosh, I thought you'd left for work long ago.
Oh, no. I'm taking it easy this morning, honey. Yes, Mr. Barker said I could be 15 minutes late for work today.
15 minutes late? Did he really?
Mm, certainly. Old Barker's a fair-minded man. After all, I worked overtime for him last night.
How much overtime, Daddy?
4 hours.
Oh, oh, I've got to run on you downtown right now.
Well, if you wait until I've had my breakfast, Peggy, I'll drive you down.
Oh, I can't wait, Daddy. This is a big business deal I've got cooking.
You business deal?
Oh, for the girls' club. I'm the secretary, you know, and they've given me a perfectly ghastly responsibility.
Hmm?
I'm worried sick about it. I won't be happy until it's all over. See you both later.
Wait. What's that all about, Agnes?
I don't know, dear. But I do know that if I don't get you your breakfast soon, you'll be 20 minutes late for work.
Oh, my gracious. I wouldn't want that to happen.
I'll have it for you in a minute, Mortimer.
Yes, all right, dear. What's this? Oh, it's not the Civic Kennedy, is it? No, it's the Burroughs Courier. Well, I wonder what he's doing here.
Oh, I think it's a shame you had to stay at the office so late last night, Mortimer.
Uh-huh. And probably have to do it again tonight, too. I'm doing Mr. Barker's work for him as well as my own these days. He's all tangled up in real estate, Agatha. He's looking for some good property to invest in. Doesn't have time for business.
Be nice if you could help him find some.
Hmm?
I said it'd be nice if you knew some property Mr. Barker could invest in. I'm sure
he'd
appreciate it.
Yeah, he'd be fine. Hmm. Financial page. Yeah. Let's see what's happening in Burroughs' business circle these days. Uh-huh. Here's a column of financial gossip by old Ike Potter. What's this item? Is there any truth in the report we heard today that the Biddle Department Store at the Civic Center is looking for a suitable location on West Front Street? What? My great West Front Street. Why, there's only one vacant piece of property on West Front Street. I thought it was worthless now. But if Biddle's thinking about buying that, its value would start skyrocketing. Oh, say, what an investment that would be. I wonder if Mr. Barker's seen this. I'll just tear this item out of the paper and take it right down to the office with me. If Mr. Barker could buy the property and then sell the Biddle, he'd make a fat profit. And all because of me. Well, he'd be so grateful, he might double my salary. I better show him this right away. Yeah, I can't stop for breakfast now.
Here you are, some bacon, Mortimer. I'll have your toast in a jiff. Well, Mother, where are you? Mortimer?
Well, that's funny, because you're a second ago. What's this? Why, you must have torn a clipping out of this old paper I was reading. Now, why in the world would Mortimer want a clipping from a paper that's 5 years old?
Now, melted cheese on toast rounds always makes a marvelous party treat. But you've no idea how marvelous unless your recipe includes all sweet margarine. This simple extra step can make a world of difference in the goodness of your fancy appetizers. Just spread generous amounts of all sweet on each little piece of bread. Then top with tangy cheese and toast till the cheese melts. But just one precaution. Be sure to put up a barrier between your living room and kitchen, because when the appetizing aroma of melting cheese and all sweet is wafted into the party quarters, your guests will want to barge right in and start eating. Now be sure to serve these cheese delicacies piping hot. And don't be modest. Take a big bow when compliments start flying. You see, the delicate natural flavor of All Sweet melting clear through the toast is what makes the difference. What makes folks say, "What did you do to these toasted cheese things to make them taste so terrific?" Yes, indeed, a gala party, a family meal, or a cozy snack. All are perfect settings in which to serve All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mr. Ketchum, I'm afraid I'm late for our appointment. Have I kept you waiting?
It doesn't matter a bit, Miss Meek. What can I do for you?
Well, as I told you the other day, Mr. Ketchum, the girls' club I belong to asked me to find some land that we can build a clubhouse on. When we raise the money for the clubhouse, that is.
But the girls' club already has the funds to purchase the land?
Oh, yes. We managed to raise $500.
Well, in that case, Miss Meek, let us complete our transaction.
Complete it?
You brought the... money with you, I hope?
Well, no. I thought I'd like to see the property first.
Indeed. Haven't much faith in your fellow human beings, have you, Miss Meek?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's no matter, no matter. I shall be happy to show it to you. Come with me. Here we are. Just look out this window.
Oh, I'm just dying to see it.
There it is.
Where?
Right in front of you.
You mean where that rowboat's drifting?
Precisely.
Well, but there's no property there. That's all water.
What do you expect a rowboat to drift on, Miss Meek?
Look at Mr. Ketchum.
And besides, where else in Civic Center can you find a lot for $500, above water or under it? Take my word, it's the best you can do.
Okay. I guess we can arrange to drain the water off.
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, very well, Mr. Ketchum. If you say it's the very best I can do for the money, let's call it a deal.
Shall we call it that after you've given me the $500?
Oh, our lawyer will take care of the details.
Your lawyer?
Yes. The girls' club. He has the money. He'll get in touch with you sometime today.
Very well, Miss Meek. I'll be waiting to hear from him.
Okay. And Mr. Ketchum.
Yes.
While you're waiting.
Yes.
Whatever you do, don't sell the property to anybody else.
Oh, have no fears on that score, Miss Meek. There's not a chance in the world.
And you say you clipped this item from this morning's Burroughs Courier meeting?
Yes, Mr. Buckley. It was on the financial page in Ike Potter's gossip column.
That's what this story of his about the Biddle department store is. Nothing but gossip.
Huh? You mean you don't think they are interested in buying that property on West Front Street?
Certainly not. Why should they be? It's at least a foot on the water.
What, but boy...
Quiet. Nothing to this rumor, Meek. I only wish there were.
But maybe there is something to it, Mr. Barker. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
The water on that lot put the fire out long ago.
But, Bart, if you would have...
Quiet, Mick, I'm thinking.
Yes, sir. Only it just occurred to me that if you were to call Ketchum and Stickum, there's a real estate company that's handling the property.
Quiet, I said.
Yes, sir.
I've got it.
Huh? What, sir?
An idea. I'll make a few inquiries.
Yeah.
I'll call Ketchum and Stickum, the real estate company that's handling the property.
That is a very good idea, Mr. Barker.
Of course it's a good idea. Why don't you ever think of things like that, Meek?
I don't know, sir.
No intelligence, that's why. No ingenuity.
No.
No initiative. No, no...
Good morning, Ketchum and Stickum.
Is this Stickum?
No, Ketchum.
Ketchum, this is Walter Barker. I'm calling you about a worthless piece of property down on West Front Street.
Oh, yes, I know just the lot you mean. The only one left in that desirable area. A veritable paradise, Mr. Barker.
Rot. It's nothing but a swamp. How much are you asking for, Ketchum?
I'm afraid it's not for sale, Mr. Barker.
Not for sale?
No.
Don't give me that. Who'd want that 2x4 submarine base?
Somebody wants it very badly. In fact, I received an offer of $500 for it just a half hour ago.
You did, eh?
I did.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that, Meek? You got an offer of $500 for it this morning.
Then the paper was right, Mr. Barker. Biddle and Company must be buying it.
I don't know who else would be interested in it.
Well, there couldn't be anybody else. They're picking it up cheap.
That's what they think. Wait till I get my hand on it. Hello, Ketchum.
Yes?
I'll raise the ante on that Front Street property. I'll give you $600 for it.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Barker. I've given my word to the other party.
Maybe it's $700.
My word is as good as gold, Mr. Barker.
$750.
I wouldn't break my word for $950.
$1,000.
So?
Good. You can make out the papers, Ketchum. I'll be around later with the check.
Splendid, Mr. Barker. Splendid.
Goodbye, Ketchum. Meek, that's what you call doing business. Shrewd, eh?
Very shrewd.
Just wait till Biddle and Company here for me. They never give me any orders, but by George, they'll talk turkey to me now.
Yeah.
If they want that Front Street property, they're going to have to pay $10,000 for it. Not a cent less.
You will make $9,000 on the deal.
Right. Meek, you can take the day off.
You mean that, Mr. Barker? Now?
Certainly, I mean it. It was you who steered me into this deal, and I'm thankful to you. Whatever comes of it, I'll remember that it was Mortimer Meek who was responsible.
Yes.
Go on, get out of here. Signed, gratefully, yours, Walter J. Bond.
Mortimer, how on earth did you ever happen to stumble on that real estate tip?
Well, I didn't stumble on it. I dug for it. It's all a matter of keeping your eyes open, Agatha.
Well, I'm proud of you, dear.
Oh, come, come.
And I'm terribly happy for you.
Yes.
I'm glad somebody's happy.
Well, Peggy, dear, what's the matter with you?
I've lost my faith in human nature.
What, Peggy?
I'll never trust a man again, especially a businessman.
Well, what happened, honey?
Did you ever hear of a real estate dealer named Ketchum?
Ketchum?
He broke his word to me.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, I saw him this morning, and I bought some property from him.
You bought property?
Oh, not for me, Daddy. It was for the girls' club. They asked me to choose a site for our new clubhouse, and Mr. Ketchum showed me one, and I offered him $500 for it.
For $500?
Yes, and he accepted it. And now he just called me back to tell me the whole deal's fallen through. He sold the property to somebody else for $1,000.
$1,000?
Yes, wasn't that rotten of him?
Peggy, where was this property you bid $500 for?
On Front Street. Why?
Oh, my gracious, then it was the girls' club who put in the bid. It wasn't the building department store at all.
Mortimer, what are you talking about? I don't understand.
Well, I saw it in the morning paper. I read it with my own eyes. Yeah, it was on the financial page of the Burroughs Courier.
The Burroughs Courier?
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me, Mortimer, I've been meaning to ask you. Why on earth did you clip an item out of a paper that's 5 years old?
Oh, because it had a very big... What did you say? 5 years old? Agatha, don't say things like that.
But did you think it was today's paper, Mortimer? Well, it had a date on it. October 23rd,
1943. No. Oh, I was going to say. That paper said Biddle and Company were interested in the Front Street property, and it was on the strength of that that I persuaded Barker to buy it.
Well, maybe they are still interested, and maybe they're thinking it over.
Thinking it over? For 5 years? Oh, no, Agatha, this is the end. This means my job. I haven't got it. Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute. I know.
What, Mortimer?
Barker hasn't paid Ketchum yet. The deal isn't closed. I could still stop it.
Well, Mortimer, how?
Susie, I'll go to Ketchum, and I'll make him call the whole thing off.
Hooray! Then you still sell the property to the girls' club. Oh, Daddy, you're wonderful. You saved the day.
Oh, pooh. Don't even talk about it.
No, don't, Peggy. The day isn't over yet.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you, Mr. Meek. Perhaps if you spoke a little more slowly and a little less excitedly.
Excitedly? Who's excitedly? I'm not excitedly. I'm just trying to tell you about that property Mr. Front wants to buy on West Barker Street.
Mr. Front?
Mm-hmm.
West Barker? I'm not familiar with either of them.
No, not Mr. Front. Mr. West on Front.
Who?
I'm Mr. Kitchen. Oh, goodness sake, here, look. Maybe you'll understand when you see this.
Oh, a newspaper clipping.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one I cut out of the Courier's Courier. The paper this morning.
Oh, the item was in this morning's paper.
No, I said I cut it out this morning.
Please, Mr. Meek, I'm trying to read it.
Yes, but Mr. Ketchum, look.
There is truth in the report we heard today that the Biddle Department Store and Civic Center is looking for a suitable location on West Front Street.
Well, that is interesting.
But you don't understand, Ketchum. I understand. There's only one vacant lot on West Front Street.
No.
I also understand that Biddle and Company's interest might enhance its value.
Yes.
No wonder your employer was so interested in it.
If you'd only let me explain it. Who you call it?
Your employer, naturally, Mr. Barker.
Oh, no, you can't do that, Ketchum. I don't want him to know I'm here.
Then wouldn't it be advisable not to let him hear your voice?
But Ketchum, will you please...
Walter Barker speaking.
Ah, Mr. Barker, this is Ketchum of Ketchum and Sickum.
Yes, Ketchum, listen.
Well, what is it, Ketchum?
I'm sure you're still interested in that West Front Street property.
Interested? I've already bought that.
Not quite, Mr. Barker. That is the title to it is still in my hands.
Well, what of it? What are you trying to hear?
Just that when you bring the check over for it, I suggest you have it made out for $2,000.
$2,000?
Oh, my gracious.
That's robbery, Ketchum. You sold it to me this morning for $1,000. That's grand larceny.
Ketchum and Stickum take no responsibility, Mr. Barker, for the fluctuation of values in the river basin.
What's the river got to do with it?
When the water rises, the price falls, and vice versa. The river is at low level right now. $2,000, Mr. Barker.
All right. $2,000, then. But I'll never do business with Ketchum and Stickum again.
Strange. That's what all our clients say. Goodbye, Mr. Barker.
Goodbye, Ketchum.
So there we are, Mr. Meek. I am grateful to you.
He accepted your prize.
Certainly. If you hadn't called my attention to that little item in the paper, Mr. Meek, I would have lost $1,000.
Mr. Barker's $1,000. He's out $2,000 now on account of me.
What did you say, Mr. Meek?
Nothing. Never mind. I guess I'd better go.
Oh, don't hurry off. No. Wait, Meek. There's another little matter I'd like to discuss with you.
Me?
Yes. I have a great idea for a subdivision. Tell me, Mr. Meek, have you ever thought of owning your own little lot, covered with cool, clean water?
With crisper weather on hand, the appetites at your house will probably be huskier than ever, even at breakfast time. So here's a tip on a hearty Sunday breakfast that's sure to satisfy. First, get some buckwheat flour. Then whip up a batch of buckwheat cakes. Lay them up with Swift Brookfield sausage and bring them to the table with delicate, natural-flavored, all-sweet margarine melting over those tender cakes. Of course, you'll serve more all-sweet and maple syrup at the table. Mmm. That's a breakfast fit for kings and queens and for any hungry American father. But say, here's a tip. Make plenty of buckwheat cakes and have lots of all-sweet and maple syrup. Or you might try something extra special for those buckwheat cakes. Whipped all-sweet. That's right, whipped all-sweet. Just put all-sweet into your electric mixer and set the speed at slow. Because all-sweet creams so easily, in a few minutes you'll have a fluffy, golden, melt-in-a-minute batch of delicious all-sweet. Simply super on pancakes or waffles. Make your breakfast better and better for your family. Serve all-sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Mortimer, you went to the real estate office to stop Mr. Ketchum from selling that worthless property to Mr. Barker.
I know, dear.
And instead, you let him
double the price. Yes.
Wait a minute. Mortimer, why don't you go down to the Biddle department store and talk to Mr. Biddle?
What did we talk about?
Well, he was interested in that property 5 years ago, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could interest him in it again.
Me?
Why not? You can persuade him to buy it from Mr. Barker. Then Mr. Barker will make his profit, and you'll be back in his good graces again.
Oh, you must have a lot of faith in me, Agnes.
Oh, I have, Mortimer.
You really think I can swing this?
No, but you can try.
Now, let me get this straight, Mr. Meek. You're the owner of this property on West Front Street?
No, Mr. Biddle. I'm not the owner.
You have no financial interest in it whatsoever?
Well, not directly.
But you are familiar with the property, ain't
you? Oh, my, yes. I used to go waiting on it when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this. Biddle and Company was interested in buying it 5 years ago.
Yes, I know. And I don't think you could go wrong on this deal, Mr. Biddle.
Don't you, Meek?
Not very wrong.
I must go and talk to my partner, Mr. Meek. He doesn't hear things like this every day. If you stay there, I'll be back in just a moment.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, dear. I have a feeling I didn't do a very good selling job. Maybe I should have been more forceful. Maybe I should have said... What's that? Oh, Mr. Biddle's telephone. Well, it's none of my business. See now, where was I? Oh, yes. I should have said, now, look here, Biddle. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Yeah, that'd have done it, too, I'll bet you.
Look here, Biddle. This is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, for goodness sake, that phone. I wish it had stopped doing that.
Yeah, I better answer it.
Hello.
Is that you, Biddle? This is Barker. Walter Barker. I understand you're interested in buying that vacant lot down on West Front Street.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, Mr. Barker.
Is my information correct or not? Do you want to buy the property?
You see...
If you don't, it's going to be too bad for a little worm named Mortimer Meek. He's an employee of mine who gave me the information. If it turns out he was lying, I'll skin him alive. Now, are you interested or aren't you?
Who? Me?
Yes, you.
Well, I'm interested. But the man you want to talk to...
Well, you'll want to see me, then. Because I own the property on West Front Street. I'll try to discuss the price with you.
Maybe you'd better not come just now, Mr. Barker.
Well, when?
Well, next week, say. Or next month. Or next year.
Nonsense. Never put off till tomorrow who you can do today. Big business, quick decision. That's my motto. I've been here in 10 minutes, Biddle. Goodbye.
Yeah, but I'm not Biddle. I'm... Oh, my gracious, he's hung up. Oh, now what have I done? Well, I didn't tell him I was Mr. Biddle. Nobody can tell Mr. Barker anything.
Well, I
I'm back, Meek, and I've spoken to my partner about your proposition.
Yes, Mr. Bigger?
He and I have looked at the matter from every angle, and we are of one mind.
You'll buy, Mr. Bigger?
We will not buy, Mr. Meek. Biddle & Company is not interested and will never be interested in the property on West Front Street. But thanks for the laugh.
I thought that was you running across the street like a frightened rabbit.
Yeah, I thought that was you, too, Mr. Barker.
Quite a coincidence meeting you downtown here. Are you enjoying your day off, Meek?
Oh, yes, I'm having a wonderful time, Mr. Barker.
Good, good. You'll be happy to hear, Meek, that everything's turning out beautifully on that real estate deal. I just spoke to Biddle of Biddle & Company a few minutes ago. They're definitely in the market for that West Front Street property.
Are you sure, Mr. Barker?
Sure, I'm sure. Biddle told me so himself. That's why I just paid Mr. Ketchum $2,000 for the deed.
You paid Ketchum?
I'm on my way up to see Biddle now. Say, that gives me an idea.
An idea?
There's a surprise in store for you, Meek.
And for you, too, Mr. Barker.
You are going up to the offices of Biddle & Company with me.
Yes, of course. I'd be glad to. Who? You mean, no, Mr. Barker, no.
Of course you are. You think I deprive you of the pleasure of seeing me close this deal?
You play
me. How are you, Meek? Come on. Let's get going.
Well?
Mr. Biddle, I'm Walter Barker. I'm here to sell you that vacant lot on West Front Street.
I think you're mistaken, Mr. Barker.
What?
Now, look, I'm not buying any vacant lots on West Front Street. And that's the last time I'm going to say it. Now, will you please close the door on your way out?
Now, wait a minute, Biddle. You can't get away with it.
Mr. Barker.
You stay out of this, me.
I'll stay out of it.
What are you trying to do, Biddle? Make a fool out of me? You told me on the telephone that you were ready to buy.
I told you. Are you out of your mind, man? I've never spoken to you on the telephone.
You lie, Biddle.
Why, Mr. Barker, I was...
Shut up, me. Oh. 10 minutes ago, Biddle, I called your office here and spoke to you personally.
I wasn't even in my office 10 minutes ago, Barker.
What?
I was in my partner's office talking over a business proposition.
Well, someone was here. A man with a shaky voice. Sounded like he had a cold.
The only man who's been in my office all day besides myself is that gentleman there.
Where?
Right there beside you. Mr. Mortimer Meek. Maybe he's interested in buying your property, Mr. Barker, but Biddle & Company is definitely not. Now, good day to both of you.
Meek.
Now, Mr. Barker.
Meek.
Hey, Mr. Barker, we'd better get out of this building. It may be on fire or something.
Meekie, you worm. You low, sneaking, sniveling, deceitful, crawling little worm.
Let go of me, Mr. Barker.
No, it was you I spoke to on the phone, disguising your voice, deceiving me. Double-crossing.
No, Mr. Barker.
I ought to sue you, Meek. Huh? I ought to haul you into court for misrepresentation, conspiracy to defraud. I ought to wring the $2,000 out of your hide. But I won't.
You won't?
No, because I know I'll never get it.
No.
You have no financial resources, have you, Meek?
Nothing but my salary.
Salary? What salary? As of this minute, you have no salary. Meek, you're fired.
Ketchum.
This is Walter Barker. You know that lovely piece of property you told me?
You mean that paradise on West Front Street?
Yes, the thing that inspired Jules Verne to write 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yes, Mr. Barker, what about it?
Could I possibly sell it back to you, even at a loss?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Barker, but a sale's a sale.
Well, could you persuade the people who originally wanted it to take it off my hands?
I'm afraid not.
I'll sell it for $100.
I'm sorry, Mr. Barker, but I'm afraid those people will never do business with me again.
I'll sell it for $50. Isn't that a fair price, Mr. Ketchum? Now tell me honestly.
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
But it's a little steep, Mr. Barker.
Well, suppose I sold it to them for $1 just to get rid of it. Do you think that would be asking too much?
Well, I'll try, Mr. Barker, but I can't promise anything.
Mortimer, dear, you've just got the snap out of it. Why, you've been brooding ever since yesterday afternoon.
Oh, but the things he said to me, as it is the names he called me.
Well, after all, dear, he did lose $2,000.
Well, I would have paid him back, dear, every cent of it. I'd have paid him back out of my salary.
If you had a salary?
Yes, and it wouldn't have taken so very long, either. I figured it all out. We'd have been absolutely square by 1976.
Mother! Daddy! What, Peggy? What happened?
Oh, but it's just wonderful.
Agatha, tell her not to sound so happy, please.
Oh, but I am happy, Daddy. We're going to have our clubhouse on West Front Street after all.
Huh? Oh, that's marvelous, dear. How do you know?
Oh, everybody knows. Just read the paper. It's all over the front page. Listen.
What?
Local businessman wins praise for civic mindedness.
Who are they talking about, Peggy?
Why, Mr. Barker.
Who?
Listen. At great sacrifice to himself, Mr. Walter J. Barker, local businessman, has made it possible for the Girls Club of Civic Center to have a site for the new clubhouse which they so desperately need for the sum of $1. It is reliably reported Mr. Barker himself paid in the neighborhood of $2,000.
Expensive neighborhood.
Warm praise for Mr. Barker's generosity and for his interest in the welfare of the young people of our community.
Peggy, Peggy, that's enough, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more.
Now, Mortimer, don't be bitter.
Oh, and listen to this. Jill's father has arranged with an excavation firm to dump soil on our land, and that will make it solid to build on. Isn't that wonderful?
Marvelous.
I'm ecstatic.
Meek, where are you?
Where's Mr. Barker, Mortimer?
Come in, Mr. Barker. The door's open.
I thought so. Sitting around the house in your bathrobe. Meek, why aren't you dressed for work?
Work? Did you say work, Mr. Barker?
Certainly, that's what I said. Hurry up and shave. I'll drive you down to the office with me.
But you fired Mortimer, Mr. Barker.
Nonsense.
I got a distinct impression that you did.
That was yesterday, Meek. Oh. That was before I got my big new order. Now I need help.
Oh, but who'd you get the order from?
Biddle of Biddle and Company.
Biddle? Well, like, they never bought a cent's worth from us before.
Yeah, they're buying $25,000 worth now. How do you expect me to get out an order like that with you loafing around the house? I need manpower, me.
$25,000.
Biddle called me a half hour ago, raved about my generosity, said he wanted to do business with a civic-minded citizen.
Huh?
I didn't know what he was talking about, but I took the order.
Mr. Biddle must have read the article in the paper, Daddy.
What article? What paper?
Good heavens, Mr. Barker doesn't even know to whom he gave the Front Street property.
Of course I don't. I just called Ketchum and told him the original business could have it for a dollar just to take it off my hand.
Then it must have been Ketchum who gave the information to the paper. He loved publicity.
What's that got to do with Biddle's order?
Well, it has a lot to do with it, Mr. Barker. Here, let me show you. Give me that paper, Peggy.
Here, Daddy.
Yes, here. You see, Mr. Barker, see, right here on the front page. There's an item.
Never mind. Don't show it to me.
What?
I don't want to see it. It'll cost me money.
But, Mr. Barker...
You heard what I said, Meek. You could have your job back, and if you get out this Biddle order on time... You could even have a raise.
Thank you, Mr. Barker.
But, Meek, if you ever show me another item in the morning paper, I'm going to fire you. Just stop while you are batting 1,000%.
Gee, the Boston Braves sure could have used me. Huh, Mr. Barker?
Here's good news to please many homemakers. If you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can now buy yellow All Sweet. What's more, you may have your choice of solid pounds or quartered ones. But always remember, no matter whether you buy regular white margarine or the kind that's already colored, if you insist on All Sweet margarine, you can be sure of these important things. All Sweet spread from crust to crust helps to double the food value of a slice of bread. Every pound of All Sweet contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. And All Sweet makes an ideal cooking aid. So for a nutritious and delicious table spread and an economical cooking aid, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Meet the Meek stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.